This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey, this is Grant Thompson at North Sound 1, and thanks for checking out the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. Can't believe it's been another week already. We're here with the best of North Sound 1 over the last 7 days. Coming up this week, if you missed it on Greg's Eat Breakfast, you can hear what happened when Joe from the news brought in an actual spider. Yaz had to leave. That's coming up. Also, your chance was to win tickets to see Snow Patrol on Andy and Craig's Big Drive Home and then meet Snow Patrol. We've got all the details on that coming up. And a look back to your school days as well with Andy and Craig on the Big Drive Home. Maybe you got detention at school. We're looking for that. That's coming up on the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Also, we'll hear from Robin Galloway, our new signing at the weekend, with old Mrs. Galloway and a crank call from Hector Brocklebank. That's to come. But right now, let's start off with Greg's Eat Breakfast and what great listeners we have to North Sound 1, in particular Greg's Eat Breakfast. Greg's Eat Breakfast managed to put together a poem with all the listeners. Here's what happens.
But let's get to the actual poem that we planned this morning. Mm-hmm. Yaz and I gave you the first line just after 7 o'clock. You guys came up with the rest. We did it bit by bit. So we had Gregsy and Yaz are on air. That's where we started it. And then James phoned through. Then we got another bit. And then we got another bit. Before you knew it, we've got our poets on the phone. Are we ready? Here we go. Together, Yaz? You want to do it together?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, after three. One, two, three. Gregsy and Yaz are on the air.
Yaz is round, but Gregsy's square.
OMG, what a pair.
I don't think my lugs could take any more.
The great listeners, Greg's Eat Breakfast, have poetic out there from Greg's Eat Breakfast. It's the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. Now, this week on the Big Drive Home with Andy and Craig, we're giving away a copy of the new album from Snow Patrol every day. And on Friday, we upgraded one winner to get the star prize to prove you're the ultimate Snow Patrol fan. The star prize, by the way, was a trip to London overnight stay to see Snow Patrol perform an exclusive intimate gig. We're talking like under 50 people here. Here's what happened on the Big Drive Home with Andy and Craig.
Oh, the tension's building.
I actually feel quite nervous about this.
I'm nervous.
I've got to do the stopwatch thing. You've got the easy bit. You just got the questions.
Oh, well, it can be that difficult.
Okay, who are we playing with today?
Well, I've got Jackie Taylor from Aberdeen, who is a catering manager.
Catering manager?
Is that right? Going home.
Is that right, Jackie? You look after lots of Katie's, is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
It's going well.
So I don't know if you've heard the competition all week. We've got three questions for you. They follow the same format as they have all week. We've got a clip, which is Snow Patrol. Just shout out when you can identify the track as soon as possible. The next one will be a missing word from a lyric. The third and final question will be a true or false, so it's fairly straightforward. Craig, are you ready?
No.
Have you got your tongue in your mouth?
No.
Jackie, are you ready?
Probably not, because I don't know many Snow Patrol
songs. Oh, this is going to go really well.
Right, you've got to point out that we've got 19.5 seconds to beat that.
Yes.
That was our highest score Wednesday.
Think positive. It's Friday, for goodness sake.
Mm. Okay, are we ready there?
Yeah.
Start the clock. Can you name this clip? Have a guess.
Go on.
No.
We'll move on. Right. Here's the missing one. You're the only thing that I love. It scares me more every
day.
Correct. True or false? Just Say Yes was written by Lightbody and recorded to be released by Nicole Scherzinger.
True.
Correct.
Okay, well
Stop
done.
Stop the clock.
Okay, the clock has stopped. So, Jackie.
Yep.
Now you stay there. Have you got all the times? Right. Just as well I have then.
Yes.
The person who will be going to see Snow Patrol at this very exclusive opportunity to go and see Snow Patrol at a gig in London. They're going to be there. You're going to be able to sign things. Will be... Vicky! Vicky! You're going to see Snow Patrol! You're going to touch them. You're going to get stuff signed. Please don't tell us what you're going to get signed. Tell us about that off air.
Oh, I've got a
stay
long
there.
List.
Stay there for a minute. Vicky, are you going to enjoy your weekend?
Oh, I think so. Starting now.
Scrape her off the roof.
Off the roof? God, I'm higher than that.
Okay. Just shows you got to know your Snow Patrol to win. This is North Sound 1 and the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. Are you scared of spiders? I'm not scared of them, but I don't particularly like them that much. Greg's Eat Breakfast, the things you learned in the last 24 hours, which the guys do just after 7:30. Joe learned some facts about spiders and then found a spider in the North Sound toilet. And here's what happened when he presented it to Yaz.
Right, Joe, what have you brought in with you?
I've brought in what I think is a giant house spider, the Tegenaria gigantea. There's tons of them around the station at the moment.
What's
it's
going on?
There isn't.
There's lots.
No, there isn't.
There is. There
honestly, Yaz, there is.
I don't want to know about them.
Every time you turn a page, there's another one there.
Oh, stop it.
So I brought this massive one in that crawled under the toilet north side this morning.
Why did you just leave it there? It was in the... I was never going to see that.
So were you sat there in trap one when that thing crawled out?
I was.
Right.
And I crawled out and I screamed.
Did you?
I did scream.
Right. See, I've now got a vision of you trying to catch this thing with your trousers around your ankles. Falling over.
But I found out...
Shaking. Okay, right.
...that the giant house spider, its bite, can break through the human skin.
Can it?
It's not
did
as
bite
I don't even worry. I wouldn't even give it an opportunity to bite me.
No.
I wouldn't get that close.
I'm not going to release it. It's
you
under plastic.
You better not release
here.
It. Don't ever. No.
But it's big, isn't it?
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't think they bite that often, but they can break the skin.
Yeah. I mean, that is. I mean, girls, I mean, that's 6 inches, yeah?
Who wants to get right up close to this?
No,
big
no, 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 Joe, please. Don't. No, no.
Emma, do you want to have a look?
I don't think. It doesn't scare me that much.
Yeah, you stand.
Really? Put it in
Emma,
your hand.
It doesn't scare me that much.
Hold it in your hand.
No.
It's honestly the best way to get used to it.
I think so.
No, please don't, Emma.
Really put it in my hand?
Yeah.
No, don't. Okay, well, can I leave the studio first?
Go on for it, Emma.
No, don't. Emma, don't.
Emma, you'll be fine.
It won't bite, will it?
No.
Oh, I can't believe you're going to even attempt that.
Right, not for 5 seconds.
All right, well, I'm leaving.
5 seconds.
Right, okay.
It's 5 second rule. Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Yaz has left the room. Yaz has left! Yaz has left!
Hi, Yaz. I'm not surprised. I'm too scared to do this.
She's left.
Right.
Gone.
Oh, no, it looks too fierce. Emma, I can't let you do that.
Oh, even Joe's freaking out! Even Joe's panicking now! Right.
Good, it's still there, isn't it?
Well, this is the reaction that was happening during Snow Patrol.
Right, Joe, get it out.
Joe's removing the spider. How do you feel, Yaz? Are you alright?
I will be once that moves out of the studio, once the door is closed and I can forget about it. Except, I won't forget about it.
Trip, Joe, trip!
Oh, okay? That's horrible. Yeah, no. Yes, kind of.
I was looking forward to Sam and the Spider being a regular feature on the show.
No, can we not just get another hamster?
Can we not just get another hamster?
Well, Andy and Craig have got a hamster. I much prefer like a hamster in a ball.
Oh, boy. She just laid it out the room.
Thanks for checking out the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen-again. Greg's eating breakfast there and Yaz with her fear of spiders. Do you know, hands up to Emma. That is fantastic. I would never have put a spider anywhere near my hands. But I wouldn't have been scared. I wouldn't have left the room. I don't think. You can also listen again online to the best of North Sound 2 and the best of the Talking with Frank Gilfeather. Also the best of the Super Scoreboard action. Aberdeen's 3-1 victory on Saturday. It's all online at northsound1.com/listen-again. And right now, let's get back to Andy and Craig on the big drive home. Did you ever have detention as a kid?
After we finished this show at 7 o'clock this afternoon, we've both got detention, Craig and I.
Yeah, we've been bad.
I can't remember doing anything bad.
I think it's because I did that stumble yesterday.
All right, fair enough. Well, fair I can enough. Understand that. Got us thinking about what you got in detention for when you were at school, okay? Obviously, we would just like to know about the weird stuff. I made a small list of the things.
Oh, a list? You're bad.
I wasn't a bad boy. I was just a little cheeky. I like to think of it that way.
Okay, what's on your list?
I got detention once for snowball fighting.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's dangerous, you know.
I got one for smoking.
That's also very dangerous.
Yes, well, you have to try it, I think. Well, not necessarily. You don't really have to try it, but I tried it. I didn't like it. And I got detention for that. I also got detention for letting a dog into the assembly hall.
Okay, that's a bit weird now.
Well, you know,
where
at school...
I
just brought one to school with me. You know, every now and again, a dog would come into school for some reason. It would escape from its owner and come running into the playground, and it was hilarious.
Ooh, well, was that a bull?
A bull in the playground.
It did.
Get lost.
I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah, you better do. So anyway, the dog came in. I thought, wow, it wasn't a nice day. I thought, I'll tell you what, I'll let it into the assembly hall just about an hour before assembly, and it went in, and about halfway through the assembly hall, it came out again.
What kind of dog?
It was a kind of almost like one of those Dulux dogs, but its hair was shorter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I also got done for taking the fuse out of an overhead projector. And this is my pièce de résistance. I once, somebody convinced me that you could make cigars out of rolled up onion skins. So in the science class, I rolled them up and smoked one very briefly and was horribly sick and got detention, which I think is unfair because I was poorly. And while I was being right. sick and lying on the floor in pain, the teacher gave me detention.
How can you, smoking in an onion skin?
Don't smoke anything. That's
how does that make you ill?
Yes. It's horrible. Please don't try it.
Thanks for checking out the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. Now, every Sunday on North Sound 1, we do the best of North Sound 1 between 12 and 4. And between 9 and 12, it's our new signing at the weekend. He's back in the Northeast. He is Robin Galloway. And here's one of his crank calls. It's Hector Brocklebank with his, is it 10 ton of fash?
Oh, Mrs. Smith, hello, it's Hector, Hector Brocklebank.
Sorry, who's speaking?
Hector Brocklebank, H.B. Fash.
H.B.?
H.B. Fash, yes?
I'm not understanding, but what, explain to me why you want to speak to me?
It's about the delivery, the Fash delivery.
The what delivery?
Fash.
The Bosch?
Fash.
Can you spell that?
F-I-S-H, Fash.
Sorry, my husband is here, maybe he knows more about it than I do.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Chief. It's Hector. Hector Brocklebank, HB Fash, about the Fash.
What are you phoning about? A delivery of what?
Fash.
Bosch.
Fash.
Fish.
Yes.
A fish. What for?
You ordered it, not me. I'm just delivering it.
I ordered fish.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
15 ton of cod and 10 ton of haddock.
Good God, no. I'm a household.
Uh-huh. It's
15 tons of cod and 10 tons of haddock.
Uh-huh.
So I'm an apartment in Perth.
Uh-huh.
28 apartments, about 12 businesses and 2 restaurants. Huge building.
I'm sure it is, sir. It's for Mr. G. Smith. Oi! Out of the way, idiot. Drivers are mental over here.
You know, I would look at the Old Swan Brewery restaurant. Might be where it should go.
No, I don't think so, sir.
But there could be a Smith down there.
There's a Smith on the other end of this phone.
Well, I'm a Smith, and I'm on the end of this phone, and I'm in an apartment with my wife. And it would take about 20 years to eat 15 tons of fish.
Have you changed your mind?
Have I changed my mind? I'm terribly sorry. I am an individual person. In one of the 28 apartments.
I'm a couple up in front of the back.
I never ordered anything.
Well, perhaps it's a present. A gift.
A gift?
A present.
Of 15 tons of fish.
25.
25 tons of fish. Unless somebody hates me an awful lot, I wouldn't know what to do with it.
An anniversary present from Mrs. Smith.
A present from Mrs. Smith.
Possibly. I hope I haven't spoiled anything, sir.
I do not want 25 tons of fish.
Hold on, sir. Can I just ask you a question? Are you...
Sure.
Are you in Scotland?
Am I in Scotland?
Perth, Scotland.
No, I'm in Perth, Australia.
Oh. I've come to the wrong continent.
You're on the wrong continent? Thank God, because I don't want 25 tons of fish. No, sir. I'm not in Scotland. You've got hold of Perth, Australia.
Sorry about that.
No, that's been the most amusing phone call I've had all year.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, thank you so much. It's Robin Galloway here. Thank you for being such fun.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me again.
My name is Robin Galloway.
Well, you had me absolutely floored.